This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Could really use a hand right now removing this harpoon lodged in my chest. Boy, oh boy. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Royals walked off again in Baltimore, 4-3 the final score. Wasting a fantastic effort from Cole Ragans. Salvi put the cape on again and played hero. Mike Hell flexed again, went opposite field. Are you kidding me? A 96-mile-per-hour heater? It's just a gorgeous, easy swing on it. Goes opposite field for his third home run. And yet no one's talking about Cole Ragans. No one's talking about Salvador Perez. Certainly no one's talking about Michael Garcia. Understandably, you're talking about Will Smith, second time this season. 6 games into the season, second time one is obviously placed at his feet. There's a part of me that, as this game's going on, and I think you were having it bounce around in your head as well, for as much as I want to go back and talk about those first 3 innings for the Royals offense where they had so many opportunities to put up a crooked number against Corbin Burns, they had 8 at-bats with a runner in scoring position in the first 3 innings. 8. They would have one more for the rest of the game. They had 8 chances in the first 3 frames, but I can't do that. They still got one. That's what I was screaming on the On Deck show. When you get an opportunity against Corbin Burns, I know you want the big inning. You got to get one. Salvi made sure they got one in the first and again in the third. I can't nitpick that when you're going up against a dude like that. All-star in each of the last three seasons. Cy Young Award winner in 2021. One of the three, five best right-handers in the sport. You get to him twice in the first three innings. Michael goes bridge to make it a three-run game. Sure, James MacArthur, Angel Zerpa combined to give up two in the eighth. But this one is firmly laid at the feet of Will Smith. And you knew, we all knew, because we've been listening to Denny long enough. We knew the moment Will Smith walked Ryan Mountcastle to open up that ninth inning, you knew the game was tied. You knew after the leadoff walk, okay, this thing's at best going to extras. At best. And that was best case scenario because moments later, James McCann hits one to left field and two runs come in to score. Cedric Mullins, the pinch runner, ends up scoring the game winner as Garrett Hampson's out in left, a late game defensive replacement. He's a better outfielder than MJ Melendez, at least in the eyes of the Royals coaching staff. He certainly doesn't have the arm that MJ Melendez has. MJ's is stronger. I'm not saying it's the most accurate. Certainly not going to tell you that MJ was going to make that throw and get Mullins at the dish. But he had a better chance than Garrett Hampson. So we could talk about that. We could talk about the offense and the opportunities, I guess, early on. But it's easy what this one is. This one tonight, just like the one back on Saturday, this one falls at the feet of Will Smith, the most veteran Royal, the oldest man in Royal Blue. As far as the players are concerned, he's the vet. You were brought here for that exact moment, for this exact moment, early on in the season, even though, hey, maybe James MacArthur, maybe Will Klein takes that closer's role before the season is concluded. Over these first 6 weeks that you and I have talked about so very much, this deep end of a season with this very difficult schedule to open up 2024. The starting pitching obviously is doing its job. The starting pitching has given you a chance to win in each and every one of these first six games. The offense did its job tonight against Corbin Burns. The defense did its job. Everybody did its job except for that guy, the one of the real leaders in the clubhouse. A guy that was supposed to take some of that pressure, some of that burden off of the younger hitters, the younger pitchers, the younger relievers. He's blowing it early. 913-586-7610. Because this game had almost all the makings of the type of game I thought this team needed. Now, I could have used a, you know, you got your Hunter Renfroe base hit. You had your Hunter Renfroe. I contributed in a big way to a win with that throw out of Adley Rutschman at second base in the eighth inning. So Hunter Renfroe had his moment. He was able to check the box of, I feel Royal. I've helped the Royals win a game. I can be a part of a post-game celebration because I was a key factor. That box was about to be checked. I could have used a, you know, a Frazier moment or another Kyle Isbell moment, but I'm, again, not going to nitpick. Everybody did it, did their job. Every facet did its job. Outside of the bullpen, most notably, one of the first real free agents, the first free agent you brought in. How many times you heard that story? Will Smith signs the contract and, all right, I'm on the attack. Let's go get Lugo. Let's go get Waka. Let's get Frazier. I'm selling Royals baseball. He did it. So far, Will Smith has done more for this team in the offseason than he has in the regular season. Royals are walked off in Baltimore. 4-3, the final score. Let's go to Brandon in Pittsburgh. You're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Hello, Vern. I'm going to start by apologizing because I'm pretty heated right now. But here's on my question to you is, what this cost us out of the first six games? The bullpen's lost, what, at least three, maybe four? And our offense is hitting great. I mean, we faced one of the best pitchers in baseball tonight, had a 3-0 lead to the eighth inning. And, yeah, I pissed at Will Smith, but it ain't just him. I mean, it started with McGregor before him. I mean, they started sticking up getting hits and runs. I mean, my question to you is, Vern, I appreciate it. I'll list off the air after this, but what do we do? We got 174 games left. What do we do to fix
a little
your
bit
bullpen?
More. I got you. Appreciate the phone call. You have 156 games remaining this season. I think the bullpen has cost you two games. I blame the bullpen for two of the losses, Saturday and tonight. Both I lay at the feet of Will Smith. What are you going to do? You're going to adjust. This is what April is always about, in my opinion. As far as a coaching staff, as far as a manager is concerned, in the month of April, I mean, you're starting to see who can handle what. You know, who's sharp, who's able to accept the high leverage, thrive in the high leverage. Now, here's the thing with Will Smith. I mentioned he was the first free agent to sign. Don't get it confused. He chose Kansas City for numerous reasons, but one of them was, we'll give you opportunities to save games. I don't think this is the final save opportunity of the season for Will Smith. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets another save opportunity this weekend at home against the Chicago White Sox. I mentioned this is what April and May are always about. It's always about a coaching staff, kind of reconfiguring their roster once the games start to count. Now, you and I, we've watched plenty of Royals teams thrive in the month of February and March, have big spring trainings, and then come to Kansas City and lay an egg. Guys put up big numbers in Arizona and then stink when the games matter most. So now that the games matter, okay, let's see really who's up for it, who's really down to rise to the occasion. And when you look at that bullpen right now, I don't know if anyone maybe outside of John Schreiber's standing out to you. I understand Matt Sauer had a nice big league debut, but he had a, 10-11 run lead, as did Jordan Lyles. James MacArthur's flash, but he wasn't great tonight. Angel Zerpa's flash, but he wasn't as sharp as he was in his debut. Will Smith's been bad. Chris Stratton's been below average. Nick Anderson's been below average. The guys that have track records, you lean on that and expect them to bounce back and steady the ship. Those that don't have track records should feel pressure, should feel arms in Omaha breathing down their necks. So like you mentioned, Brandon, we have 156 games to go. Time to adjust. Plenty of time, in my opinion, to adjust when it comes to the bullpen. And don't expect this to be the end of Will Smith closing games out. Let's go to John in Kansas City. John, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey there. How's it going? So I just want to give you a quick insight on what I'm thinking about the season so far. I don't think we shouldn't panic. We're doing fine. Obviously, the bullpen needs some work. But I do agree. I think John Schreiber should be the closer. But I do think, as a veteran, Will Smith should be getting another opportunity to close out. And what greater situation do we have coming up on the homestand than the White Sox, who, if we should win that series without a doubt, especially with the series that we just played against the Orioles.
I don't like doing that. Yeah,
There should be no reason.
Yeah, well, you never know. You never know. Listen. I appreciate the phone call. I'm sticking with what I said coming into the season. I wanted one game against the Twins, give me one game against the Orioles, and give me a split against the White Sox. A 4-6 start to this campaign, this deep end of a season, that's good with me. Just don't drown, right? Keep swimming, keep surviving, maintain through May, and I think we could have a pretty fun summer. So, you know, so far, so good. You look at the starting pitching, 37 and one-third innings, 40 strikeouts in 37 innings, an ERA of 1.45, and opponents batting .125 against Royal starters. The bullpen, on the other hand, the bullpen has allowed 14 runs in the eighth inning or later. 913-586-7610. We go to Sam in Overland Park. Sam, you're on the postgame show as the Royals get walked off again in Baltimore.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I called in a couple days ago after we let off another walk-off, and I just wanted to say that our offense is doing just enough for our starters to pitch too damn good for our bullpen to just blow it. Sure, we're only six games into the season, but something needs to be found out soon, or else we're not even going to be in contention for the division at the end of the year. But basically, our pitching for our starters is just too good. We need to figure out something quick and soon.
Appreciate the phone call. Hang on with everything that you're saying. The pitching has been outstanding. The starting pitching has been outstanding through six games. That doesn't mean they're the best starting staff in all of Major League Baseball. One time through the rotation, they were great. Now do it 28, 29, 30 more times. Okay, I'm not asking them to match a 1.45 ERA, but give your team a chance to win 80% of the time. Go do that for another 2 months. And that only gets you to the beginning of June. So you say we got to do something soon? No, you don't. You don't need to do something soon. You know, the offense has been good enough. No, it hasn't. Mike Hell and Bobby and Salvi have been good enough. Let's just push it back a little bit. I agree that this bullpen has not been good. Will Smith has been bad. But something doesn't need to change soon or else we're out of it. I've been screaming it for months now. Just maintain through May. If you do that, you still have 100 games to play. No, there's plenty of time. Plenty of time, both good and bad. Plenty of time for the bullpen to improve. And hopefully not, but plenty of time for the rotation to come back down to earth. Plenty of time for the Isbells and the Adam Fraziers and the Hunter Renfros and MJ Melendez, for all of them to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Lock it back in. I don't mean to put MJ in there. MJ with a double in the first inning. MJ's had his moments offensively and defensively. My game notes following this 4-3 loss at the hands of the Orioles, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know, call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Jack in Parkville. You're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Here's the problem. The problem is soft fans like you and soft coaches like Quatrero. We need to flip it. We don't have time to lose these games. We don't have time to vote no. We have to make the change now. We have to have a sense of urgency. We're not going to go out and win a bunch of games unless we make these changes quick, because these losses will add up. And that's all.
Like,
I
what kind
say.
Of changes? What kind of changes? Answer.
We got to go to Omaha. We got to do something, but we can't just keep.
No. Give me your answer, tough guy. Give me the answers.
I just gave you my answer. Go to Omaha. Get rid of Will Smith. We wasted money on Will Smith.
But what do you do
We're
when I get
money
to Omaha?
On these guys in the bullpen.
What do I do when I get to Omaha?
I don't know. Well, it's better than what we got now, because obviously this isn't working.
But who? Give me one name.
How many more times are we going to do this? You give me one name. How many more times are we going to do this before we realize we need to make a change?
That's a really good point. Go to Omaha and bring up who? Yeah, that's all. I just want one name. I have names. Yeah, I could name you all the pitchers in Omaha. But I just want you to tell me who you want to put in this bullpen. That's not that tough of a question. Let's see if Frank in Overland Park can do you one better. Frank, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think the frustration is that this team should be 5-1 or 4-2, not 2-4. And when you're got an ERA of 1.45, if you would have told me that 2 weeks ago, that, hey, through the first six games, the Orioles are going to have a 1.45 ERA with the starting pitching staff of what they got, and they're going to be 2-4, I would have scratched my head and said, how are they 2-4 if their starters are 1.45, and you have Reagan's that's been nails and money? And it's
well, Reagan's wasn't even as good as Pablo Lopez in the opener. There's one right there.
I agree, but I mean, if you would have told me, if Vern had told you at the start of the season, I said, hey, after six games, we're going to have a 1.45 ERA as a starting position staff, you would have said, sign me up for that, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And they're the exact record that I thought they would be after six games. 2-4, but, because my issue was with the offense coming through in big spots, and the offense has let us down, too.
I guess the argument is, if you would have told me that, I would have said, how are they 2-4? Then you said, well, the bullpen's given up 14 runs in the first six games, and they've had two walk-offs because of it. I mean, there's got to be a happy medium.
Well, I disagree that's the bullpen's always the culprit. Again, I'll give you Will Smith tonight. I'll give you Will Smith last Saturday. But if you want to talk about the walk-off in the opener, are we not going to acknowledge when Salvador Perez after the game said, I got to come through with two men on and nobody out, second and third and nobody out, and they don't get a single run? Salvi took the blame for that game, and Hunter Renfroe should have taken just as much blame. So, yes, right. Nick Anderson threw a horrible pitch, but the offense hasn't been great either.
No, the offense hasn't been great, but it's been good enough. I guess my question would be,
in
why
some
are we not
games,
letting the starters go?
Just like the bullpen was good enough in some games.
But why are we not letting the starters go a little bit deeper? When Reagans is at 6 1/3, he's got seven strikeouts, he's given up one hit, Why are you going to the struggling bullpen? Why not let him finish the seventh inning at least and maybe bring him out and let him start the next inning and see what's going on? I just don't understand that. The bullpen is struggling right now. Are they going to be this bad all the year? I hope not, because if they are, then it's going to be a long season. Will they get better? Yes. Will the starting pitcher regress? Yes. So there's going to be a mean somewhere. We don't know where that's at. But, yeah, I mean, you can't – they paid the money for Will Smith. You've got to stick with the guy. I get that. I mean, I'm okay with that. But – Why if one part of the team is struggling and we can and the starters are nails, why are we not letting the starters go a little bit longer, maybe another third or two thirds of an inning and see what we got, rather than rolling the bullpen out there and they're crapping themselves in the bed? I mean, sure. That doesn't make no sense to me as a managerial start. The offense has got to step up. I agree. I think they will play better because Garcia has been nails. That guy has been absolutely money through the first six games, better than I expected. Salvi's got to pick it up a little bit more. Witt's done his thing. We need some help. We do need some help on that part, but don't put the struggling part of the team out there when you've got the best part of the team. You can keep them out. That's the only change I see so far. This team should be 4-2. Those two losses are disheartening, and as the guy said, those may come back to bite you in the end. But you know, hey, we've got relevant baseball.
We're six games in. We better have relevant baseball. We're not spiking. Thanks for the phone call. We're not spiking a football that they're not out of it. Six games in. I'm not doing that. A few things. I think that's a fair point. Do you let Reagans finish that seventh inning? Do you let him face Westberg, who he punched out in each of the previous two at-bats? Do you give MacArthur a clean eighth inning? Okay, I can get with that. That's a fair question. I got no issue with that. Let Reagans face Westberg and maybe even run him out there, leave him out there if he ends up facing Austin Hayes as well. Okay, I got no issue with that. But Will Smith still coming in the ninth inning. And Will Smith, to me, was the culprit. Now, again, to your point and why I think it's a good point, if you leave Reagans in to finish off that seventh inning, maybe, and again, this is all ifs and buts, and bottom line is, Will Smith, do your job, right? But to go along with it, if Reagans finishes that seventh, you give MacArthur a clean eighth, maybe two runs don't come across to score from the bottom of the lineup. You're still up 3-0 when you hand the ball to Will Smith. Now, Will Smith could have still given up 3-4 runs with the way he pitched tonight and the way he's pitched this season for the most part. Two out of his three appearances, poo-poo. So I'm with you as far as maybe you leave the starters in a little bit longer, at least tonight you do. Does it change the outcome? I don't know. And as we look throughout the season, there really hasn't been I haven't taken issue with when Q has removed the starter. You know, Michael Wacha at just, 72 pitches in the opener of this series, but Q had a proper explanation as to why after the game. 91 pitches for Cole Reagans, and let's all acknowledge he did his job, and it did look like he was fading. Back-to-back walks to open up his seventh inning. So I understand it's a fair question. But there's no one else to blame, in my opinion, tonight other than Will Smith. And I don't think Q would be number two on that list. If I'm looking for another culprit in this 4-3 walk-off loss, those missed opportunities early on. But I'm not looking for another reason. The culprit, the only goat tonight is Will Smith, who, if you were listening during the rain delay, I played an interview that I did with Will back in spring training, and the whole final 3-4 minutes are about how walks make him want to puke, and he'd rather do anything than walk a batter. And he walked the leadoff batter. Royals get walked off in Baltimore. 4-3, the final score. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Bauman deals, a swing, and a ball hit well the other way. Deep right field, and that ball is gone. It's a home run. Opposite field home run for Michael Garcia. And the Royals lead it 3-0. Wow.
Yeah, 3-0 there after Mike Hell's leadoff bomb in the seventh inning. A 3-0 lead would not last. Orioles would score two off of James MacArthur and Angel Zerpa in the eighth, and then walk off Will Smith in the ninth. Royals lose the series in Baltimore and now have a very long and wet flight back to Kansas City. Well, gear up, boys. You get to take on the Chicago White Sox for the first of four starting tomorrow night at Kauffman Stadium. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Mikel Garcia's sixth extra base hit six games into the season. In fact, both Mikel and Bobby have six extra base hits in the first six games. All right, phone line, text line, they're both wide open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to JD, the DJ. What's going on, man?
Well, like Denny says, walks in late innings is very bad, but I just feel sure that our men, boys in blue, will win the next game. So I'm very confident that they will.
Well, I hope you're right. It's going to be Seth Lugo going opposite Mike Soroka, 6:40 tomorrow night at the K. We go out to Lawrence and talk with Nick. Nick, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right, buddy. How are you?
You know, we're hanging in there. I'm actually having a lot of fun watching this team. More fun than I've had since probably 2016. Man, the starting pitching is really nice, which kind of gets me thinking. You got two guys who have a lot of experience. You got three guys who have a ton of talent. Doesn't seem like anybody's going anywhere anytime soon. And if somebody does, I think Lyles is probably the next man up. And so my question, and it kind of goes in with what's going on with the bullpen right now. And I know it's early and the bullpen will get, you know, it can't get any worse. It should definitely get better. But why not try to groom Daniel Lynch for one of those late inning roles? I mean, he brings filthy stuff. I'm not going to compare him to Wade Davis, but look at somebody like Luke Hochhaver, who didn't necessarily pan out as a starter, but you turn him into a late inning guy, and part of my language, but you go out and you murder three guys and you have that attitude. Why can't he be that?
Appreciate the phone call. No reason why. Well, I guess I can put a ceiling on him. He doesn't have that velocity, in my opinion. I didn't see Daniel Lynch really hit 95 all that much. And just that that delivery, all those moving parts. Sure, it's worked for others, right? You can point out other big old lefties or righties with all those, you know, elbows and knees coming at you that have been able to make it work out of the bullpen. Sure, yeah, it's a possibility. I don't see it with Daniel Lynch. I think he's either a starter or he is a 4A player. He's either a 4A starter or he's a big league starter. But I haven't been impressed with Daniel Lynch since about 2022, unfortunately. Injuries have a lot to do with that. And you make a good point, right? I mean, that is the next step. Once you're a failed starter, you become a reliever. Unless your stuff isn't as undeniable as you may think. And I just don't know if Daniel Lynch has that extra 3, 4, 5 miles per hour, because that's what happened with Wade. That's what happened with Luke Hochhaver. Those guys could just go out there and let it eat. All of a sudden, they're sitting 97, 98, touching 99. That's not going to happen with Daniel Lynch. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. To me, the guy is Will Klein. That needs to be the guy down in... Will Klein or John McMillan. Those are the two names that you need to be following the Omaha box score. Those are the two guys that can bring some velo to this bullpen, can bring some intimidation to this bullpen, because Will Smith comes out, yes, he's got a track record and guile and experience and all of that, but
What, he's trying to blow 91 past you? And you better hit your spots. You better change speeds. You better change elevation. You better be able to hit all four corners. Because if that's what you're bringing, 91 mile per hour fastball, change up and slider, man, you can eliminate it down to two pitches if you're a hitter. And if you guess right, if you get your foot down in time, man, you can, well, as you've seen, you can do damage against Will Smith. But shoot, if he's going to issue walks, he's going to make it easier for you, he stands no chance. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. Listen, there are no bad ideas, especially with a former first-round pick. You want to get something out of Daniel Lynch. But right now, he's your sixth starter. You know, I keep seeing on the television feed, they, understandably so, they right now are in love with how, after each outing, all the starters get together. And it is pretty cool. It's nice to see Reagans and Marsh and Singer gather around Lugo and Waka, and they all talk about what they saw and how they can improve and who can do what tomorrow. And it is nice. It's a nice reflection of quality teammates and a cohesive unit. But just as it sounded silly earlier when I said, hey, great first run through the rotation, now go and do it 30 more times. I mean, are we expecting them to do it 30 more times? I hope they do. I hope they all remain healthy, but come on. You're going to need 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 starting pitchers over the course of the season. Are you already willing to say, Daniel Lynch, you're out? You're no longer the first one we call on when and if an injury pops up. Because if it's not Daniel Lynch, okay, Angel Zerpa, Jordan Lyles, Anthony Veneziano, Jonathan Bolin. Now, right now, I think you want to keep Lynch stretched out. You want to keep him as your first man off the bench as far as the starting pitching is concerned. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Jackson in Blue Springs. You're on the postgame show as the Royals get walked off in Baltimore. Final score, 4-3.
Yeah, appreciate the call. I just wanted to say I think Q's got to do better in late-game adjustments. He's cost us 3 wins the last couple of days. You know, he pinch ran Vinny that one night, had Lofton come in, and had Lofton look like he couldn't even field a grounder at first base. And as far as the closer role goes, I think we got to rather trade for someone or maybe try John Schreiber, who we got from Boston. His curveball looks pretty good. That's all I got to say. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're right about Schreiber looking good. No argument there. John Schreiber in his career has 9 saves. Okay, so he's at least done it before. Had 1 save last year with Boston, 22 the year before with Boston. Will Smith in his career has 114 saves, but that's all the past. Okay, I'm fine with that. Again, the only issue I see with cries to remove Will Smith from the closer's role is the way you enticed him to sign with Kansas City was by telling him we're going to give you opportunities to save games. I just don't think it's good business to go back on that 6 games into the season. So, in my opinion, that's not going to happen yet. We get to the middle of May, we get to June, okay. He coughs up, if we see him cough up his next one, oh, okay, then we start hearing, well, it was a right-handed heavy lineup, that's why we went with James MacArthur. And, you know, then all of a sudden the closer's role kind of has a platoon to it. But I don't see the straight-up removal of Will Smith anytime soon. He gags the next time out. Okay, we're platooning a little bit. We're mixing in some MacArthur. Maybe Schreiber gets a look. Okay. But Smith's still going to get opportunities, at least for the first month, month and a half of this season. A trade. Bro, we're 6 games in. This team's not good enough yet. This team hasn't even won a series yet.
Let's not act as if they're in acquisition mode and go-for-it mode. Win a series before you start trying to round out that bullpen for the postseason. And then your complaint about Matt Quatrero is fair. But this early in the season, in my opinion, just from my experience, and this was even with Ned Yost, when Ned was in his prime in 15, 16, and 17, managers need to observe their team in games that matter. He observed Nick Lofton in a game that mattered with real pressure, not that last August, September, we're out of it pressure. We're still playing meaningful games. He saw Nick Lofton at first. He saw Garrett Hampson's arm and left. You see how these guys react, and then you adjust accordingly. So if Q allows himself to be burned by Nick Lofton at first base again, then I'm with you. If Q allows himself to get burned by Hampson or burned by Will Smith, I always like to allow a manager to collect the data, observe his team play meaningful games, and let me see how he adjusts. Does he continue to touch the stove and get burnt, or does he adjust? That's where I'm at. But I appreciate the phone call. It's a fair point. 913-586-7610. We go to Stan in Midtown. Stan, you're on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm kind of – Will Smith was one of our early acquisitions in the winter, and I kind of – I felt good about it, you know, especially with his repertoire of pitches and stuff. But I just didn't really see him as a closer. But like you said, maybe there was some kind of agreement or talk that they had, and he's going to get a chance. I think
because if you feel that way
– weeks.
Maybe. Stan, I'll let you finish, right? But if you feel that way, and I kind of felt that way, you know other general managers are like, bro, we love you in the seventh. I don't know if I want to give you those final three outs.
Right. But to adjust for that, since Matt's an intelligent guy, I think, if anything, these players in their roles force his hand eventually, whenever that'll be. Hope it's not till June, but. So far as the close is concerned, but maybe offensively there's some things we can do. I thought tonight Salvi maybe could have scored on that shot to the right center field wall. I think
from
the way
Renfro.
He was moving and how the throw came in, I think he could have made it. Bobby had a chance to tag up and get an extra 90 feet. But I can understand why he didn't, because it wasn't a long fly ball to right field at Santander through the third, but it was about 13, maybe 15 feet off the bag. So I'm thinking maybe offensively, if we're going to be playing these kind of close games, maybe we may have to think about taking extra bases to try and get more separation from our opponents. And I'll listen off the air. Is Hernandez throwing right now, or is he still going to be out for a little bit? And I'll just listen off the air. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. As far as that third inning and the decision to, you know, not have Bobby Witt Jr. tag up on Vinny's fly ball to right field, I'm with you, and you acknowledged it. Right move. You're already in scoring position. No need to make the first out at third base. As far as Salvi, should he have been waved home on Renfro's liner to left field? Just watching it from my vantage point, Salvi had just rounded third. As the left fielder was making the throw in. And Salvi didn't look to be moving all that quick. Not that he wasn't hustling. He was hustling. He was making Vance Wilson make the decision. But he's just a horse. And that horse wasn't shot out of the blocks. That horse was still kind of getting the momentum behind him. And as far as... Carlos Hernandez, Annie Rogers of MLB.com, pointed out that he threw a bullpen this weekend, still hasn't gone out on a rehab assignment, so I wouldn't expect to see Carlos Hernandez, who's another guy, good point, another guy with John McMillan, Will Klein, that has some real velo in that right arm. Right, Carlos Hernandez, you guys know how I used to feel about Carlos Hernandez. Boy, did I think he was the next dude for this team in the rotation. Now I'm not even sure if he's a reliever. Needs to get healthy. He has the stuff. I'm just wondering if he has everything else that you need to have success at the highest level. But I wouldn't expect to see Carlos Hernandez really make the type of statement that I'm back. Put me in the big leagues. I don't see that happening until we get to May at the earliest. Early May, mid-May at the earliest. Appreciate it. 913-586-7610. That's our phone number. That's also the text line number, 913-586-7610. Man, Cole Reagans, been on the air for 45 minutes now, have not given Cole Reagans the proper amount of love. I don't know if the changeup's ever been that good. At least at the time I've been watching him since he came over from Texas, I don't know if the changeup's ever been that good. Threw 26 of them tonight, 10 swings and misses. I mean, he was throwing all five pitches. Get this. Cole Reagans has now made 14 starts as a Kansas City Royal. 84 innings. That's 6 innings on the nose. 6 innings on average over 14 starts. He has 106 strikeouts in 84 innings and an ERA of 2.46. My, oh, my. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. Mike, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man. You're a gentleman, you're a scholar, and you're a pillar of this community. Always keep up the good work, brother.
Sounds like a setup.
Hey, you know, you're talking kind of about how Will Smith is like, you know, Josh Hader or Emmanuel Class A or something like that. I mean, this guy, he's up there. He's throwing from the left side. He's 34 years old. He's topping out at 88. Yeah. I mean, he's all over the place. And I mean, I don't want to hit the panic button yet, but I mean, it's almost that time. And, you know, I get it. We're 6 games in, but I mean, something's got to change, and something has to change with Cotrero. And
as far as what do you mean? Like, a new closer? What exactly?
We need a bullpen by committee. We need to stop going with Will Smith. We need to stop giving Will Smith the ball in the ninth inning. You go lefty-lefty. You go righty-righty. You piece it together with Schreiber and MacArthur and whoever you want. I just don't want to see us get caught in the same thing we've done for the last few years of just sticking a guy in there and say, hey, here's the ninth. This is all yours. Go get him. And it not working out.
Appreciate the phone call. I really don't think they've done that since Ned left. I don't think Matheny really subscribed to that. He was a ride leverage guy. I think Q's a ride leverage guy. Again, though, I'll reiterate, the way you enticed Will Smith to sign this contract was to say, we'll give you opportunities to save games. 6 games in, you can't. Well, I mean, you can if you want to run a bad business and get a bad name, but you got to be a man of your word until the evidence is so overwhelming, or at least it's to a point where both sides can begrudgingly agree. And I told you how it's going to happen. You know, what you're talking about starts to pop up in the ninth inning. Well, we went with righties tonight. No, it has nothing to do with Will Smith coughing it up. It's because John Schreiber's been going so well. That's how it will start, but it's not going to start anytime soon. I'm not saying Will Smith's going to get every save opportunity, but he's going to continue to get save opportunities. And I agree. You can't be wasting games like this. No doubt about it. That guy, your first free agent, the veteran of your clubhouse, that can't be the guy that's responsible for half of your losses 6 games into the season. But as far as a drastic change 6 games into the season, that sends an even worse message, in my opinion. Because if you're in that clubhouse, I mean, do you think they should be panicking? You start making changes like this of our closer is no longer our closer 6 games in, what does that tell the clubhouse? It's a process to all this, baby steps to all this, in my opinion. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern, way to hang in there, young cat. It's been a marathon for you today. Good job. So before I get going, I want to talk about the stadium really quick. I lived through the Kansas City A's leaving. I lived through the Kansas City Scouts leaving, and I lived through the Kansas City Kings leaving. My point is, don't ever say your teams are going to leave or not leave, because it could happen. You voted no. You broke up with Jackson County. Let's get that thing over to Kansas and keep it rolling over there. At least keep our teams, everybody. Come on. You know, we can't have this. I tell everybody, you know, if Jackson County, Kansas City loses both teams, you're Omaha with a little bit of Gary, Indiana sprinkled in there. But anyway, Vern, I want to calm the waters a little bit here. I can't believe people are freaking out after six games and all the
moves
they've
made. You've been around long enough. Yes, you can.
Well, I mean,
it.
I know. I get sick of it, though. It's like amateur hour, man. I mean, listen to this show, everybody. How about grade them on 10-game blocks? I tell everybody this. Give them 10 games. Give them a little update. 10 more games, update. Now, Will Smith, he's a woolly veteran, everybody. He's won World Series. You think he's going to be like this forever? He's not. Matter of fact, I'm predicting this series against Chicago, he'll end up with a couple saves. You watch everybody, then everybody will shut the hell up. That's what we need to do. And if he doesn't, we assess that later. But we just don't throw in the towel after six games, everybody. And, Vern, I love the segment when you're talking about MacArthur now. I kind of have a feeling this guy is in the wings waiting. He's 6'7", man, and he's nasty.
It wasn't good tonight,
I think that's your guy eventually. But let's hold on. Let's give these guys a chance. Hunter Renfro, way to go, young man. Way to go, boy, you. You got your hit. Get everybody off your ass. You threw the guy out at second. We just didn't finish the game. You know what Denny says, Jake, you, everyone. When you walk people, it's a disaster. It just is. And you got to learn how to win these games. We'll tighten it up. We'll finish it up. And we'll finish these games. You watch, everybody. Just hang tight. Listen to Vern. Grade them on 10-game blocks. Mikel Garcia, another home run. Mr. Extra base hit.
Yeah.
We're coming home. Let's
phone's fading, game. Big T. Your phone's fading.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go Rose.
Right? It sounds like you're slowly drowning in that koi pond right now. I appreciate you listening, Big T. Always appreciate you joining the program. Royals get walked off in Baltimore 4-3. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Punch to right field. Renfro to his left. Has to play it on a bounce. A base hit. Renfro cuts it off. McCann rounds third. He's in to score. Rutschman's going for a double. The throw. Oh, they got him! Hunter Renfro from the right field corner unleashes a rocket all the way to second base. Bobby picked it out of the dirt. Slapped the tag on Rutschman. And that ends the inning. An incredible throw from Hunter Renfro. One of the best ever. That was insane. The run does score. It's a one-run game at Camden Yards. But Hunter Renfro throws out Adley Rutschman, who would have been the potential tying run at second base.
Yeah, great call, Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Great pick by Bobby Witt Jr., backhand pick on the shortstop, lays the tag on his fellow 2019 draft class mate, Adley Rutschman. Yeah, for the third and final out, if he doesn't make that play, if Bobby doesn't make that tag, if Renfro doesn't make that throw, Rutschman's on second base as the tying run in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Ryan Mountcastle come into the dish. That would carry a lot more weight had the Royals not blown it in the ninth inning. Yeah, Will Smith walks the first batter that he faces as he comes on to pick up his second save in as many days, and was unable to do so. Walked Mountcastle, gave up a single to Anthony Santander, and after a perfect sacrifice bunt and an intentional walk to Austin Hayes, Will Smith got Colin Cowser to strike out with the bases loaded. So now it's bases juiced. Royals leading 3-2. And James McCann steps to the dish. Gets ahead of the count 2-0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions. Conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
X, the next time out, okay, we're platooning a little bit. We're mixing in some MacArthur. Maybe Schreiber gets a look. Okay. But Smith's still going to get opportunities, at least for the first month and a half of this season. A trade. Bro, we're 6 games in. This team's not good enough yet. This team hasn't even won a series yet. Let's not act as if they're in acquisition mode and go-for-it mode. Win a series before you start trying to round out that bullpen for the postseason. And then your complaint about Matt Quatrero is fair. But this early in the season, in my opinion, just from my experience, and this was even with Ned Yost, when Ned was in his prime in 15, 16, and 17, managers need to observe their team in games that matter. He observed Nick Lofton in a game that mattered with real pressure, not that last August, September, we're out of it pressure. We're still playing meaningful games. He saw Nick Lofton at first. He saw Garrett Hampson's arm and left. You see how these guys react, and then you adjust accordingly. So if Q allows himself to be burned by Nick Lofton at first base again, then I'm with you. If Q allows himself to get burned by Hampson or burned by Will Smith, I always like to allow a manager to collect the data, observe his team play meaningful games, and let me see how he adjusts.
Does he continue to touch the stove and get burnt, or does he adjust? That's where I'm at. But I appreciate the phone call. It's a fair point. 913-586-7610. We go to Stan in Midtown. Stan, you're on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm kind of – Will Smith was one of our early acquisitions in the winter, and I kind of – I felt good about it, you know, especially with his repertoire of pitches and stuff. But I just didn't really see him as a closer. But like you said, maybe there was some kind of agreement or talk that they had, and he's going to get a chance. I think
because if you feel that way,
weeks,
maybe. Stan, I'll let you finish, right? But if you feel that way, and I kind of felt that way, you know, other general managers are like, bro, we love you in the seventh. I don't know if I want to give you those final three outs.
Right. But to adjust for that, since Matt's an intelligent guy, I think if anything, these players in their roles force his hand eventually, whenever that'll be. Hope it's not till June, but so far as the close is concerned. But maybe offensively there's some things we can do. I thought tonight Salvi maybe could have scored on that shot to the right center field wall. I think
from
the way
Renfro.
He was moving and how the throw came in, I think he could have made it. Bobby had a chance to tag up and get an extra 90 feet. But I can understand why he didn't, because it wasn't a long fly ball to right field at Santander through the third, but it was about 13, maybe 15 feet off the bag. So I'm thinking maybe offensively, if we're going to be playing these kind of close games, maybe we may have to think about taking extra bases to try and get more separation from our opponents. And I'll listen off the air. Is Hernandez throwing right now, or is he still going to be out for a little bit? And I'll just listen off the air. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. As far as that third inning and the decision to, you know, not have Bobby Witt Jr. tag up on Vinny's fly ball to right field, I'm with you, and you acknowledged it. Right move. You're already in scoring position. No need to make the first out at third base. As far as Salvi, should he have been waved home on Renfro's liner to left field? Just watching it from my vantage point, Salvi had just rounded third. As the left fielder was making the throw in. And Salvi didn't look to be moving all that quick. Not that he wasn't hustling. He was hustling. He was making Vance Wilson make the decision. But he's just a horse. And that horse wasn't shot out of the blocks. That horse was still kind of getting the momentum behind him. And as far as... Carlos Hernandez, Annie Rogers of MLB.com, pointed out that he threw a bullpen this weekend, still hasn't gone out on a rehab assignment, so I wouldn't expect to see Carlos Hernandez, who's another guy, good point, another guy with John McMillan, Will Klein, that has some real velo in that right arm. Right, Carlos Hernandez, you guys know how I used to feel about Carlos Hernandez. Boy, did I think he was the next dude for this team in the rotation. Now I'm not even sure if he's a reliever. Needs to get healthy. He has the stuff. I'm just wondering if he has everything else that you need to have success at the highest level. But I wouldn't expect to see Carlos Hernandez really make the type of statement that I'm back. Put me in the big leagues. I don't see that happening until we get to May at the earliest. Early May, mid-May at the earliest. Appreciate it. 913-586-7610. That's our phone number. That's also the text line number, 913-586-7610. Man, Cole Reagans, been on the air for 45 minutes now, have not given Cole Reagans the proper amount of love. I don't know if the changeup's ever been that good. At least at the time I've been watching him since he came over from Texas, I don't know if the changeup's ever been that good. Threw 26 of them tonight, 10 swings and misses. I mean, he was throwing all five pitches. Get this. Cole Reagans has now made 14 starts as a Kansas City Royal. 84 innings. That's 6 innings on the nose. 6 innings on average over 14 starts. He has 106 strikeouts in 84 innings. And an ERA of 2.46. My, oh, my. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. Mike, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man. You're a gentleman, you're a scholar, and you're a pillar of this community. Always keep up the good work, brother.
Sounds like a setup.
Hey, you know, you're talking kind of about how Will Smith is like, you know, Josh Hader or Emmanuel Classe or something like that. I mean, this guy, he's up there. He's throwing from the left side. He's 34 years old. He's topping out at 88. Yeah. I mean, he's all over the place. And I mean, I don't want to hit the panic button yet, but I mean, it's almost that time. And, you know, I get it. We're six games in. But I mean, something's got to change, and something has to change with Cotrero. And
as far as what do you mean? Like a new closer? What exactly?
We need a bullpen by committee. We need to stop going with Will Smith. We need to stop giving Will Smith the ball in the ninth inning. You go lefty lefty. You go righty righty. You piece it together with Schreiber and MacArthur and whoever you want. I just don't want to see us get caught in the same thing we've done for the last few years of just sticking a guy in there and say, hey, here's the ninth. This is all yours. Go get him. And it not working out.
Appreciate the phone call. I really don't think they've done that since Ned left. I don't think Matheny really subscribed to that. He was a ride leverage guy. I think Q's a ride leverage guy. Again, though, I'll reiterate, the way you enticed Will Smith to sign this contract was to say, we'll give you opportunities to save games. Six games in, you can't, well, I mean, you can if you want to run a bad business and get a bad name, but you got to be a man of your word until the evidence is so overwhelming, or at least it's to a point where both sides can begrudgingly agree. And I told you how it's going to happen. You know, what you're talking about starts to pop up in the ninth inning. Well, we went with righties tonight. No, it has nothing to do with Will Smith coughing it up. It's because John Schreiber's been going so well. That's how it will start, but it's not going to start anytime soon. I'm not saying Will Smith's going to get every save opportunity, but he's going to continue to get save opportunities. And I agree. You can't be wasting games like this. No doubt about it. That guy, your first free agent, the veteran of your clubhouse, that can't be the guy that's responsible for half of your losses six games into the season. But as far as a drastic change six games into the season, that sends an even worse message, in my opinion. Because if you're in that clubhouse, I mean, do you think they should be panicking? You start making changes like this of our closer is no longer our closer six games in. What does that tell the clubhouse? It's a process to all this, baby steps to all this, in my opinion. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern, way to hang in there, young cat. It's been a marathon for you today. Good job. So before I get going, I want to talk about the stadium really quick. I lived through the Kansas City A's leaving. I lived through the Kansas City Scouts leaving, and I lived through the Kansas City Kings leaving. My point is, don't ever say your teams are going to leave or not leave, because it could happen. You voted no. You broke up with Jackson County. Let's get that thing over to Kansas and keep it rolling over there. At least keep our teams, everybody. Come on. You know, we can't have this. I tell everybody, you know, if Jackson County, Kansas City loses both teams, you're Omaha with a little bit of Gary, Indiana sprinkled in there. But anyway, Vern, I want to calm the waters a little bit here. I can't believe people are freaking out after six games and all the
moves
they've
made. Yes, you can. You've been around long enough. Yes, you can.
Well, I mean,
it.
I know. It's like, I get sick of it, though. It's like amateur hour, man. I mean, listen to this show, everybody. How about grade them on 10-game blocks? I tell everybody this. Give them 10 games. Give them a little update. 10 more games, update. Now, Will Smith, he's a woolly veteran, everybody. He's won World Series. You think he's going to be like this forever? He's not. Matter of fact, I'm predicting this series against Chicago, he'll end up with a couple saves. You watch, everybody, then everybody will shut the hell up.
That's what we need to do. And if he doesn't, we assess that later. But we just don't throw in the towel after six games, everybody. And, Vern, I love the segment when you're talking about MacArthur now. I kind of have a feeling this guy is in the wings waiting. He's 6'7", man, and he's nasty.
Wasn't good tonight,
I think that's your guy eventually. But let's hold on. Let's give these guys a chance. Hunter Renfro, way to go, young man. Way to go, boy, you. You got your hit. Get everybody off your ass. You threw the guy out at second. We just didn't finish the game. You know what Denny says, Jake, you, everyone. When you walk people, it's a disaster. It just is. And you got to learn how to win these games. We'll tighten it up. We'll finish it up. And we'll finish these games. You watch, everybody. Just hang tight. Listen to Burn. Grade them on 10-game blocks. Mikel Garcia, another home run. Mr. Extra Base hit.
Yeah.
We're coming home.
Let's phone's fading, game. Big T. Your phone's fading.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bones.
Right. It sounds like you're slowly drowning in that koi pond right now. Appreciate you listening, Big T. Always appreciate you joining the program. Royals get walked off in Baltimore 4-3. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Punch to right field. Renfro to his left has to play it on a bounce, a base hit. Renfro cuts it off. McCann rounds third. He's in to score. Rutschman's going for a double. The throw. Oh, they got him! Hunter Renfro from the right field corner unleashes a rocket all the way to second base. Bobby picked it out of the dirt, slapped the tag on Rutschman, and that ends the inning. An incredible throw from Hunter Renfro. One of the best ever. That was insane. The run does score. It's a one-run game at Camden Yards. But Hunter Renfro throws out Adley Rutschman, who would have been the potential tying run at second base.
Yeah, great call, Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Great pick by Bobby Witt Jr., backhand pick on the shortstop, lays the tag on his fellow 2019 draft class mate, Adley Rutschman. Yeah, for the third and final out, if he doesn't make that play, if Bobby doesn't make that tag, if Renfro doesn't make that throw, Rutschman's on second base as the tying run in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Ryan Mountcastle come into the dish. That would carry a lot more weight had the Royals not blown it in the ninth inning. Yeah, Will Smith walks the first batter that he faces as he comes on to pick up his second save in as many days, and was unable to do so. Walked Mountcastle, gave up a single to Anthony Santander, and after a perfect sacrifice bunt and an intentional walk to Austin Hayes, Will Smith got Colin Cowser to strike out with the bases loaded. So now it's bases juiced. Royals leading 3-2. And James McCann steps to the dish. Gets ahead of the count 2-0. Will Smith's got to come in. He does. And he gets burnt. Single to left. Two runs come in to score. Garrett Hampson's throw takes like seven bounces to Freddie Fermin at the dish, and the Royals get walked off 4-3. Walked off twice in Baltimore. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. From the 816, Vern, why do you seem so down if you expected the Royals to be 2-4? Well, I still get caught up in it. I mean, it honestly felt like a harpoon in my chest. You know, you first felt the sting with the leadoff walk, because at that moment, you know it's going to be a tie game, but when they get walked off and they lose it, ugh. Because even though I expected them to be 2-4, I'm not rooting for my expectation. I would love to be wrong. I'd much prefer the Royals be better than I expected them to be. And you win a game like this, it buys you a mulligan later on. Suddenly a game that you should have won, or against a lesser-than opponent, when you give that one away, they offset somewhat. Actually, I think it's put pretty well by a texter here. not the guy that's telling Will Smith, I can't read that. Apparently someone bet $700 on the Royals tonight? That's a you problem. 1-800 bets off, buddy. You're betting $700 on a Royals game, you're going to be living in a gutter by the end of the month. Clean that up. Oh, my God. Katie in North Carolina. Why does it hurt so much? Not because they only grabbed one win apiece from two great teams, but because we know that if they won one more of these, the boys would know that they are contenders, Vern. That's a good point, Katie. Needed one of these games. Needed. You got a chance tomorrow. I'll talk to you from Kauffman Stadium beginning at 5:30. Chris Unocero, thank you very much for the help. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Take care, Kansas City.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone! Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.